you know, in classes, and everyone chants japa together at the same pace, and then we stop. We'll say, let's do this for 10 minutes, and then we stop. And we just let everyone feel what it's like for a few minutes. And the vibration is going in every cell. So when you're chanting regularly, you'll be experiencing that. And Shastra says, Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janayat Yashuvairagyam Gyanam Chayarahaitukam. By this direct process of contacting Krishna through this bhakti yoga, you concomitantly get knowledge and detachment from the world. It comes as a natural fruit, a natural gift of bhakti, especially chanting Hare Krishna and hearing about Krishna in association devotees. What else? Did that answer?
Yeah, this is the answer. But if we have time, there is one more small question. Yeah, and okay, I understand about just sharing your part of your income to spread the knowledge to develop the society. But still, when you do something right, you are happy when it goes right and unhappy when it goes wrong. What can one people do with that? So not be happy when work is good and unhappy when work is go in another direction, something.
Don't be attached to the
yeah.
work. Do your work as you're obligated. And Krishna says, whether in loss or gain, victory or defeat, you remain the same. And part of that has to do with your propriety. Like, the only reason I worry about it is because I identify with it. You know, there's cars out in the parking lot here. Are any of them yours? Do you have a car?
Not here, no. No.
Where is your car?
In Belarus.
It's overseas?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's try it on someone else. Anybody have a car out here? You have a car. Where is it? It's right here. Now, what if we hear somebody pulling up and it sounds like they're not a very good driver and there's a big scraping noise, and then, you know, Tree Shub's car's right there, and it kind of seems like it's right there at that point where his car is, then he might like get a little, oh no, my car, right? Maybe look, go to the window, and he jumps up, looks at the window, perspiration's coming out, and then he looks out and it's not his car, it's Ramananda Sakha's car. I'm talking about an ordinary person. I'm just using it as an example, because you'd probably be more upset if it was Ramananda Sakha's. But the point is, an ordinary person is attached to their car. A car is a car. It's made out of metal and steel and glass and everything like that. So, but if he didn't have a car out there, if you knew your car wasn't there and you hear a scraping sound, what do you care? It's not your car, right? And if he looks out the window, he's in anxiety, he looks out and he goes, it's not my car. It's the landlord's car. Then you think, oh, okay, that's no big deal, because it's not yours. So the body and all my possessions, the only reason that I get an anxiety about it is because I have an attachment to it. If I'm not attached to it, if I'm not attached to the work and I'm not attached to the body, then it's not of any consequence. So in the process of purification, sarvopati vinirmuktam, tapratvina nirmalam, rishikena rishikesha, sevanam bhaktir uchate. Bhakti is called that process by which you become free from all designations. First designation is, I am this body, and everything that's in my possession, that's mine, and I'm attached to it. And so a person who becomes Krishna conscious is no longer identifying with those things. He sees everything belongs to Krishna. Of course, we can also be in anxiety for Krishna's things. You know, if someone comes to desecrate the temple, for instance, you know, we'll become very upset because we identify that, you know, this is Krishna's temple. It's not that we become just, you know, limp fish and we don't care about anything. But we have a sense that Krishna is the proprietor of everything, and therefore devotee is not... when things come and go, or you do well or you don't do well, you see it as that's how things go. They go up and they go down. And you're not attached. You're simply doing your duty. Do your duty dutifully. And don't be a results monger. Just if you stay in that mode, then then you're not disturbed by the ups and downs so much.
Yeah, okay. And the practical step is to just shift the attachment to work, to attachment to Krishna consciousness, to knowledge, to devotees, to spiritual master, something like that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's true, yeah. Rakshit Prabhu.
Because this point was repeatedly brought up, I just wanted to say that we do have a verse in the Bhagavad Gita that addresses this question that is asked, is if when I'm doing my prescribed duty, can I think about Krishna or dedicate my activities to him? Can we refer to that? It's in the Shloka book, Bhagavad Gita 8:7. This is the Tasmat Sarveshu Kaleshu Mam Anushmara Yudhyacha Mai Arpita Mano Buddhir Mam Eshyasi Asamsaya. Page 100, where Krishna is telling Arjuna, therefore, Arjuna, you should always think of me in the form of Krishna and at the same time carry out your prescribed duty of fighting. With your activities dedicated to me and your mind and intelligence fixed on me, you will attain me without doubt. That while one is carrying out one's prescribed duty, one can fix one's mind on Krishna. That is one point. The other is that the duty one is carrying out, one can dedicate those activities to Krishna. So in that case, the attachment doesn't stay. One is detached. And I just also wanted to make the point that Krishna says later on in the Bhagavad Gita, in the 9th chapter we are talking about on Sunday, that whatever one is doing, one can offer it to Krishna, which is the verse 927, I believe. Which is this verse, yad karoshi, yad ashnasi, yad juhosi, dadasi, yad tapasyasi, kunteya, tat kurushva mad arpanam. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer or give away, and whatever austerities you perform, do that, O son of Kunti, as an offering to me. And that can also apply to prescribed duty of work that one is doing.
Yeah, nice points. Yes, Manish.
On Sunday only we were discussing me and Krishna Purusottam Prabhu, how like Bhakti Raghava Swami Maharaj has dedicated and his limb and for the Krishna service. Just now you brought the point like devotees are just not careless. They are like for the Chandrodaya temple when their dacoit attack on 84. Then he's one leg gone in the bum the dacoit has thrown. But devotees are just like upfront to save the deities and for taking care of. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
I was adding to the point of Hitendra Prabhu, like when we engage in the devotional service, like Krishna arranges, like when we are in preaching activities. Like example, my ex-boss, a couple of years before, we went book distribution, Vaishishka Prabhu and Devamrut Maharaj. So we went to his home and he took a lot of books, but he didn't give any money. But the transformation happened, Prabhuji. Like when I joined back in the same company in Genentech, and hopefully he's not here. He's not listening. But the thing is, when I went his weekends, like, I'm doing book distribution, he know that. And when I go on Monday, he started asking reports, how many books you have received. And I thinking, oh, what a transformation it is. And slowly, maybe for 20 minutes, he praised you, Prabhuji. Like, he's such a charming, he's always happy. When I came his home, I didn't offer anything, nothing. But he gave me books. How come it? I mean, I'm always in the tense because of I'm working on multiple projects. And he started slowly. I started slowly preaching to him. Like I'm thinking, so like how Krishna arranges, like when we engage into these preaching activities, especially into the Sankirtan. And slowly, the same case, Prabhu, last weekend also when we went for Sankirtan, one year before I went, he took Bhagavad Gita. The same time, next time he went, Malini Mataji gave him Chaitanya Charitamrita. So the transformation will happen when we engage in type of this devotional service.
Nice points. And you can see it practically. I was thinking last night when we were talking just about how it happens all at one door sometimes when we go door to door and we present Bhagavad Gita just like you got it at the India Bharat Bazaar. And so door to door sometimes people open the door and the look on their face immediately is like, how fast can I close the door without being rude, you know? And then when we keep talking, at the end, there was one man who was very much thinking, you know, I just want to close the door and get out and get away. But at the end, he ended up, you know, buying a set of Chaitanya Charitamritas and he practically wanted to come with us. So you get to see, like, all in one interaction sometimes how people change, how their minds change, and it's the effect of the presentation. You know, that it's a sincere presentation. People can change. Yeah. Okay. We're going to chant a little bit up until the last few minutes. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyadeshatarine. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaur Hari Bol. Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaur Hari Bol. Jai Gaur Premanande Shri Harinam Sankirtan Ki Shri Harinam Mahamantra Ki Srila Prabhupada Ki Gaur Bhaktivrinda Ki Gaur Premanande Nitai Gaur Haribol 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 Gaur Haribol. I'd like to have a big hand for the Hare Krishna dancers tonight. Come on, a little more for the Hare Krishna dancers. Now that's the way you do it. Gita Priya, you got it down. So now we're going to have an Artik ceremony, which is an ancient ceremony. This kind of ceremony, it gives us everything we want and need in life. We're offering various very beautiful articles to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. and at the same time we're singing and there are mantras going on. There could not be a better place anywhere in Silicon Valley. I dare anyone to find a better vibration. It's certainly not anywhere near here. But this vibration and with the offering, everything going on, this is the epicenter of spiritual life, where this vibration becomes so intense and there's offerings of love going on from the pujari who's giving his heart to the deity and offering these different articles that he's collected. And this has been passed down. It's an authorized ceremony that's been passed down through the Vedas and through the great sages who have recommended this process for how to develop bhakti. And if you do this in your home will never be the same. If you do an artik at home, the whole family can participate. I've been in homes where the whole family participates, and the whole house becomes a temple. One of my good friends who lives overseas, whenever I'd stop there on the way to India, just in the morning and evening, they always have an artik ceremony. And the kids would come in and help to put the paraphernalia together. Everyone had their duty, and then the artik would happen. And then there would be an offering of boga. Simple thing, actually, because they had it so such in a regulated way. But the whole house was a temple. There was no doubt about it. It was the nicest place I ever stopped over on a regular basis. So anyone can turn their house into a temple if you have some deities of Gaur-Nitai. In fact, we're thinking now, along with the Chaitanya Charitamrita, I'm thinking we should bring some deities with us, a little bag of deities. And then when you go in to set up this set of Chaitanya Charitamritas, you take the deities in and you set them up also. Prabhupada gave us permission to do this. He told one devotee that he should actually start a business bringing these Gaur-Nitai Murtis over from India. And he said, you could actually take them out with you on Sankirtan, and you can tell people they're Hare Krishna dolls. And he said, people collect dolls from all over the world, Chinese dolls, Mexican dolls, all the European, French dolls and everything. I said, say, these are Hare Krishna dolls. He said, you could take these home, and then he said, if you make a wish, they'll fulfill all your desires. And then Prabhupada said, then they'll ask, well, how is it that these dolls will fulfill all my desires? And then you can give them a Bhagavad Gita and explain the whole philosophy behind it. And then there was some question about, well, how are we going to, you know, pass out these deities on the street to people who don't know anything? And Prabhupada said, don't worry, because Sri Sri Gaur-Nitai are so merciful that even if they go to the house of somebody who's still eating meat, they won't take offense. They'll just purify the whole house. So what do you think, Hari Sankirtan? Can we do it?
We have some porcelain deities.
We have some deities?
Yeah, the porcelain.
We have porcelain Gaur-Nitai deities. So let's take those with us this weekend. And our goal will be to not only set up a full set of Chaitanya Charitamritas in the home, but also to set up that set of Gaur-Nitai deities. Can we do that? Yeah? All right, let's do that. Because what I was thinking of, when we go around door to door, we should start with thinking, don't think, you know, how can we leave a book pack or a card or something like that, but how can the whole house become a temple? When the music starts, Hare Krishna dancers. So I was thinking we start with the full set of Bhagavatams and Chaitanya Charitamritas and the deities and the whole thing. And then we work down from there. And then if they only end up with a Bhagavad Gita or something like that, that's okay. Anyway, it's a thought. Yes?
Chaitanya Charitamritas, what we can also do is, like, because people might not know what it is, we could also tell them that we can do an installation ceremony, something like that, and then have like ask them to invite their friends, and then we can do a kirtan and a preaching program at their places.
You're doing, right? You installed two last weekend?
We installed two places. Two okay. Chaitanya Charitamritas.
And we have the names of everyone who bought a full set?
Yes, Professor.
Can we go back and do an installation?
Sure.
Okay, so let's do that. Let's follow up. Hari Sankirtan, could you help with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we should have a follow-up with each one, and we can go back and do an installation. They can invite all their friends. Good idea. And deities. Tell them we're bringing them, some Gaur-Nitai deities to everyone who got the set, and that's why we're coming back. Okay. So now we can put all the books and the stands away. We thank everyone for being here tonight on this Wednesday night to hear and chant about Krishna. And it'll go on for a little while more, and then you can continue it in your car, in your home. Nobody can stop you. And we'll be back here. We'll be out on Friday night for the Harinam Sankirtan, Palo Alto. Hare Krishna.
Jai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol.
Jai Om Vishnupada Paramahamsa Parivraja Gacharya Stotharasita Shishimad Shila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Gosai Maharaj Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavindi Ki Jai Namacharya Shila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Premza Gaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadad Harshivasari Gaur Bhaktivinoda Ki Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gogopina Sham Kundrara Kund Giri Govardhan Ki Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Shri Mayapur Navadip Dham Ki Shri Jagannath Puri Ki Tulsi Devi Bhakti Devi Ki Save the Jamuna Ki Ganga Devi Ki Samabeta Bhakti Vrinda Ki All glories to some of the devotees. All glories to some of the devotees. All glories to some of the devotees. Go Premanande Aribo. Namaste Narasinghaya. Prahlalada Dadayane. Hiranyakashipur Vakshaha. Shilatankana Kalaye. Ito Nishingha Parato Nishingho. Yato Yato Yamitato Nishingha. Bahir Nishingo Ridaye Nishingo Nishingamaring Sharanam Prapadye Om Namo Bhagavate Narasinghaya Namaste Jas Tejase Aviravir Bhava Vajranaka Vajradamstra Karmashayan Vrandaya Vrandaya Tamo Grasa Grasa Om Swaha Abhayam Abhayam Atmani Bhuishta Om Shram Vagisha Yasya Vadane Lakshmir Yasha Chavakshisi Yasya Ste Hridaye Samvit Tam Nishinga Maham Bhaje Prahlada Hridaya Ladam Bhaktya Vidya Vidaranam Sharadindura Chimbande Parindra Varanam Harim Shri Nishinga Jai Nishinga Jai Jai Nishinga Prahlada Desha Jaya Padma Mukha Padma Bringa Yadi Dasya Sime Kaman Varam Stam Varadarshabha Kamanam Radayasroham Bhavatastu Vranevaram Om Namo Bhagavate Tubhyam Purushaya Mahatmane Hare Bhuta Singhaya Brahmane Paramatmane Ugrobhyanugrevayam Sabhaktanam Rakeshari Keshariva Sapotanam Anyesham Ugavikramaha Tavakara Kamala Varena Kamada Bhuta Shringam Dalita Iranya Kashi Putanu Bringam Keshava Druta Nadahari Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Tavakara Kamala Varena Jai Nishinga Re, Nishinga Re, Nishinga Re, Jai Nishinga Re.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Sriman Mahaprabhu ki, Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan ji ki, Shri Shri Lakshmi Nrsingadev ki, Go pray Manande. Guess there was a few casualties during the Artik. Everyone okay? I'd like to welcome back Jai Keshava Prabhu, right here. This is him. We spent the month together at Kartik this last year, hearing and chanting. And we've seen him in action in Los Angeles. 15,000, then 20,000 books. He put his crew together to pack those books that we all distributed during the Ratha Yatra in Los Angeles. Incredible stamina. And verve for preaching. So from what I can understand, he's here now. He's right here. We can see him. We have some ideas and plans, and we'll see what we can do. Let's give him another welcome back. Plans to be revealed once they're ratified. We'd also like to... welcome John. John here for the first time. He got a book at Bharat Bazaar. He got a Bhagavad Gita. Do you remember who you got it from?
No, I don't. I don't recognize the gentleman.
Okay. Mostly he was a little older. Huh? Chandra. Okay, could be Chandra. At Bharat Bazaar in Sunnyvale. Okay. Well, thank you very much for coming. We're so happy that you're here. Anybody else here for the first time? Jyoti, are you here for the first time? First millionth time. Is your first time here? Oh, so happy to have you. Would you introduce yourself, please?
My name is Tejas, and I arrived this week.
We felt it, the Tejas.
I studied at Penn State University.
You did. We have other Penn Staters here, too. Let's hear it for you, for Tejas and Penn State. Who was our Penn Staters? Shukumar was Penn State. And also, we had a graduate from there, didn't we? Who else was Penn State? Hari Guru. He's a Penn State man. And Nipni Lion there. Okay. Tejas, welcome. Welcome
Thank
to California.
You.
We'll
you.
Be staying for a while in California?
Yeah, I'll be working here.
You'll be working here. Well, we're very happy to have you, and please come back.
Definitely.
Gifts for everybody. Anybody else here for the first time? Okay, well, it's been a lively Wednesday night. We heard and chanted together. We had kirtan. We're able to have kirtan by Satyadev. That's even better. And now we're going to have prasadam. And who cooked tonight? Who are the cooks? We've kept it under wraps this long. We're going to let it all out. Who cooked? Yashoda Kumar and Nitya Davina cooked. Let's give a big hand. Are they about? Are they somewhere here in the building? Okay, we got to make it loud enough so they can hear it then. Wait a minute. They're way in the back. Not in the middle unit. They're in the back. Might want to open the door just a crack. Okay, here goes. For Nitya Navina and Yashoda Kumar. Are you ready?
Yes.
Hari Bol! Very nice, very nice. Do we still have Ramananda Sakha here somewhere?
Yeah.
I was starting to panic. I didn't see him anywhere. I know. He's picking up everything. I think Acharya Chandra was training him in some special Pujari service tonight. Is Ramananda still here?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Hari Bol! Sorry, but that's how we feel about you, Ramananda. What do you got for us tonight? Any services available for anybody who's interested? What do you got?
We have so many services that you can take some services home if you like. We have some services that you can take to home, and we have some services you can do now, just right now, today itself, after the whole prasadam has been served. If anyone is interested, you can stay for some time after the prasadam has been served to help with the temple cleaning. And then if you would like to take some work home, then please talk to me also.
Okay, listen, if you give us one verse from the Shastra that says how seva is beneficial, that your seva will save you. If you give us one verse from the Shastra, then I think we're going to get a big number of volunteers tonight. Something with seva in it. I'm thinking of one. It's in my mind. Can you get it from there? Mam chayo vyabhicharena. Go ahead.
Mam chayo avyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate trigunan samati
Sagunan.
Sagunan samati tyaitan brahma bhutaya kalpate brahma bhuyaya kalpate.
What does that mean to us who are looking for service?
Whoever serves me with unalloyed devotion, without any exterior motives, he can easily serves me in the sense serves Krishna here. Whoever serves Krishna without any ulterior motive, unalloyed devotional service, he can easily go across the three modes of material nature and can become situated in Brahman, Brahmabhuta.
So if we
platform.
Take some extra service tonight, that's what will happen?
Yes.
Okay, Hari Bol. So a few cleaners can stay for a little while, and they can help Ramananda. And also, do you need servers? And Hari Sankirtan is back there. He'll take a few servers for the prasadam also. And if you're interested in these mystery services that you can take home with you, you should see Ramananda because he'll tell you all about it. Okay? We have a Harinam Sankirtan this Friday. This is going on at Palo Alto. It starts at 6:59, and there are prizes. First 11 people to show up at 6:59, or there's a 5-minute window after that. We have some fantastic prizes for the first 11 people. And there'll be Harinam. We'll do a parikram all the way down to the sacred apple store and around and back. Chanting, dancing, and some feasting afterwards. And then Saturday, Sunday, we have our last weekend of the Gorpurnima monthly Sankirtan Festival of Abundant Bhajans. And that means that we have a goal, $6,000. And how many books? 4,000? 4,000 books. How are we doing so far? Malini? Did you translate all those Maha big books yet into book points? Okay, give us a basic idea how we're doing. Lakshmi, maybe Rakshit also has scores. We want to have an idea going into this weekend. The offering's on Wednesday. It comes up rather abruptly. Yeah.
Well, there have been quite a bit of book distribution that has occurred, but we have not seen all the scores. So it will only be an unofficial estimate at this time.
Okay.
I believe that we still have a ways to go to meet 4,001 books and 6,000 Lakshmi points. So far as Lakshmi points are concerned, I believe we are halfway there. With respect to books, you may want to fill me in or update, because there are a lot of unreported scores. Chaitanya Charitamrita set's goal of distributing at least 26 CC sets has been realized. But the books... But we have a large books goal of 4,001 books. Are we halfway there?
Honestly, last weekend we didn't count, Prabhuji, because 2 days we are out. So I need volunteers to count now. So
this weekend?
Yes. So maybe we have done around 1,000 books.
1,000 books, so we have about 5,000 books to go this weekend?
No, 3,000.
Oh, 3,000 books to go this weekend. No problem. Dixit's back. Okay, so this weekend is obviously a big Sankirtan weekend, because we have 3,000 books to distribute and a couple thousand dollars to realize?
$3,000 to realize.
$3,000 to realize and a couple thousand books. All right, so we'll do that this weekend. We have Friday night, all day Saturday, and all day Sunday. No book left behind. These are the... We have more sets, and
yes,
I know, because I called the BBT to complain that we didn't have enough sets, and they said, well, Rakshit had already called and ordered 20 more sets.
Yes, so they are coming. Actually, they would have been here today, but it was delayed by a day. They are coming tomorrow. We have another
sets. This is a drop in the bucket. 28 sets of Chaitanya Charitamrita is nothing. So it means talk to people. Show the books. Show the Chaitanya Charitamrita to your friends. To wherever you go, take them with you and display them. They're on sale. It's $99 for the full set of Chaitanya Charitamrita, so it's a big deal. And this weekend, we're preparing for a massive book distribution to various spots around the Bay Area. So take a little time to come out. If you want to come out for 15 minutes, half an hour, 2 hours. I got a call from Malini last week after I had gone home. I went home early, and then she and the rest of the crew stayed out until late. I got a call at 9 o'clock at night. I think I went home at 5, and she said the devotees couldn't stop smiling. They were experiencing so much ecstasy doing door-to-door book distribution. So there's that's waiting for everybody out there for this weekend. What else? Any other
foreign language books?
We have foreign language books.
Vietnamese, Chinese, Korean.
I'd like
Korean.
To do that this week. Can yes. I do foreign language books this weekend? Okay. Great. Are there any other important announcements that you'd like to make? Okay, we need a few volunteers for the cleaning afterwards. How many do you need altogether? You need around 3. Okay, so 3 devotees. Who would like to get a little extra mercy to help clean the temple afterwards? Krishna 10, Krishna 9, Krishna 8, Krishna 7, Krishna... Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Neela. Hare Krishna. And she's got 2 others with her. So there you go. There's Krishna 10, Krishna 9, Krishna 8, Krishna 7, Krishna 6, Krishna 5, Krishna 4. There's Manish. Hare Bhava. Thank you. 10, Krishna 9, Krishna 8, Krishna 7, Krishna 6, Krishna 5, Krishna 4, Krishna 3, Krishna 2, Krishna 2. Hey, well, 2 more. Thank you very much. And Manju up front. Okay, there's your 4. Manju and Carlos. Okay? You got an outstanding crew. She's always here cleaning. Unsung, one of the unsung heroes. Let's give a hand for the unsung hero. Thank you. We're going to say a little prayer before prasadam. Would like to, tonight we're going to hear the English. Who knows it? Anyone? Oh my Lord, this material body is a place of ignorance, and the senses are a network of paths leading to death. Out of all the senses, the tongue is the most voracious and uncontrollable. But you are so kind, my dear Lord, you've sent us this nice Krishna prasadam to help us control the tongue. So now, let us take this prasadam and glorify Sri Sri Radha and Krishna and love, call out for the help of Sri Sri Nitai and Gauranga. Gaur Premananda Haribol! Please come take prasadam. Hare Krishna. So where is prasadam being served? How convenient. Okay, did I mention we're looking at a new place? All right, so prasadam will be served right out there. Someone please make sure that John and Tejas get a plate and a nice place to sit. Okay, show them the ropes. And thank you very much. We'll see everybody on Friday at 6:59 p.m. Go Premananda Haribol!